listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by George Raceley. He is a man of considerable experience in the matters of politics. Today, he is the editor of Richard Viguerie's conservativehq.com, but he has served in previous capacities in dozens of political campaigns, also as a director of communications for now chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Representative Mac Thornberry. He worked with Sarah Palin in 2008 and for Vice President Dan Quayle, a man of many parts and the perfect guy to talk to about some political developments of considerable potential importance to the national security, our beat here at Secure Freedom Radio. George Raceley, welcome. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Great to be with you, Frank. It's exciting times in politics, particularly in the national security lane right now.
Well, it is, and the more reason for wanting to catch up with you. Today, Senator Ted Cruz announced that he was going to be seeking the Republican presidential nomination. He is considered the darling of the conservative Tea Party movement and some in the evangelical community. As a guy who has long, you know, experience in both of those communities, what do you make of this prospective candidacy for the nomination?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for the conservative movement generally. Whether you end up voting for Ted Cruz or not, Cruz is going to make this campaign all about conservative ideas, the conservative agenda for America. He's going to force the other candidates to engage on those issues, and that can only be good. You know, he's going to make Jeb Bush come out and talk about our agenda. He's going to smoke a Walker out on where he stands on all kinds of important issues that Walker hasn't had to talk about yet. You know, he'll make a contrast between movement conservatives and the more libertarian-leaning sector of the electorate that will, you know, presumably be represented by Rand Paul.
Our guest is George Raceley. He works today with Richard Viguerie at conservativehq.com, a terrific online resource for conservative thought, a man with long experience in the mondo politico, as they say. And we're just talking about Ted Cruz and the role that he may play. Another prospective presidential candidate, George, is, of course, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana. He has taken a rather forthright position, I think it's fair to say, to his great credit, as far as I'm concerned, on the question of what he calls radical Islam and the terrorism that has been associated with it specifically. But I think he's increasingly addressing himself to a host of other issues, notably the inadvisability of bringing more of these jihadists into our country. You rather critically described an interview that Megyn Kelly of Fox News had with Bobby Jindal last Wednesday, I believe it was. Talk about that and what you think all this portends for his candidacy and, well, for that matter, the rest of the field.
Well, I'm excited about Jindal's candidacy because he really has been the only guy talking about the threat from radical Islam, or I think, as I pointed out in the article, Islamism generally, the difference between radical Islam and Islamists being principally one of timing, not objective. And so, you know, Jindal has done a great job of beginning the education process of getting, you know, average American voters who probably are, you know, more concerned about picking the kids up from school and stuff like that, educated about the threat, and it is an existential threat to America and the constitutional government that Islamism poses. And I've written a number of times about the folly of continuing to admit Islamists into America. We've admitted millions of them, and just as we didn't admit communists and Nazis after World War II, we should not be admitting these people who essentially want to overthrow the Constitution and replace it with an Islamic state.
You know, this is a very important topic to us as well at the Center for Security Policy. We've just released a new book on the subject by Ann Corcoran, George, entitled Federal Immigration Policy, Refugee Resettlement, and the Hijra in America, which is a reference, of course, to a long-standing practice of these Islamic supremacists to use demographic changes, colonization, if you will, as a sort of vehicle for promoting their program of jihad. And I couldn't agree with you more, or for that matter with Bobby Jindal more, that we've got to be putting the marker down, that the last thing we need is to bring more of these folks here, whether it's as refugees, as Ann Corcoran has been worrying about, or whether it is, you know, through open borders or through other means. So I commend Governor Jindal for this. What do you think Megyn Kelly was trying to get at with the rather sharp questioning of him? Was it, in your view, sort of missing the point, or was it simply sort of the devil's advocacy of a good reporter?
Well, I'm yeah, I'm not too sure. I actually saw it live, and I was shocked when I saw it. Those inclined to give her the benefit of the doubt will probably say, well, she was, you know, pushing Jindal to explain himself and to sort of try and define where the line is. And my view, which I put into a column, was, again, that Megyn didn't really understand, and I would suspect that, you know, most Americans don't, and particularly most media people don't understand, that this is not something like yoga or TM that you're sort of into. And, you know, the difference in Islamism versus radical Islam is not, you know, whether you go to the gym three times a week or five times a week. It's, you know, Sharia and Islamism are fully formed worldviews that prescribe, you know, your daily life in minute detail, and the penalty for leaving is death.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an incentive to stay with the program, needless to say, and to try to advance its goals, whether it is, as you say, through violent jihad or through a more stealthy kind of approach. Let me turn quickly, since we've got with us one of the great thinkers on politics, George Raisley. What do you make of Hillary Clinton's prospects now? We're told that her announcement of her candidacy for the Democratic nomination is imminent. Does that suggest that the Emailgate scandal is a speed bump and it's now behind her and it's smooth sailing to the nomination?
Well, I don't know if it's smooth sailing for her, but I think two things. One is that we all have to remember that Hillary Clinton has a universe of voters behind her that really don't care about stuff like that. They are fully committed to her as the female candidate, as the inheritor of her husband's agenda, and several other things that are, you know, unaffected by this email mini scandal as it's sort of fallen off the radar right now. The second thing is, I think that we conservatives might want to think twice about whether we really want to knock her out of the race this early.
Better to run against her than somebody else. George, we've got to leave it at that, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for your time, as always, and for the terrific work you're doing at Conservative HQ, as well as the experience that you bring to all of these issues. We hope you'll join us frequently in the weeks and months ahead. As you say, this is going to be an exciting time for people, irrespective of where you are on the political spectrum. Next up, the mayor of the city of Irving, Texas, Beth Van Dyne, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.